From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Wall Street investors smiled today for the first time in a long, long while. Some good news from Citigroup and other places helped push the major indexes up more than 5%. NPR's John Itzty joins us now to talk about that rare thing, John, a good day on the stock market.
A nice day on Wall Street.
I'd like you to begin by parsing this rather difficult notion, good news from Citigroup. How is that?
Well, Citigroup CEO Vikram Pandit sent a memo to Citigroup employees today saying, quote, "I am encouraged with the strength of our business so far in 2009, and that, quote, we are profitable through the first 2 months of the year." Now, if it turns out Citigroup remains profitable through the rest of this month, it would have its first quarterly profit in more than a year. That's after posting over $37.5 billion in losses over the last five quarters. This is sort of the equivalent of the deathbed patient waking up and saying, hey, I feel fine.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet. And as a result, investors drove Citigroup's battered shares up about 40%.
But if your stock's been selling around $1, $1.40 looks very good, but obviously that's not a sign that the market's out of the woods.
You're right. It's clearly not. The market's had some one-day rallies and they've fizzled. But analysts see a glimmer of hope here. Remember, it's been thought Citigroup might be a candidate for a government takeover. But this suggests some hope and some evidence that the government's efforts might be bearing some fruit. Remember, this is not a great lending environment. Mm-hmm. But the Fed has made funds available to banks like Citigroup at rates next to nothing. They can lend those funds out at significantly higher rates. And if you add those two things together, you get bank profits. In fact, other banks, including Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, also saw their stocks pushed up substantially today.
Okay. Now, the other factors that were seen behind today's good day on the market.
Well, there was a comment from Congressman Barney Frank, who talked about restoring the uptick rule within a couple of weeks. Now, that's a rule that makes it harder for short sellers to bet against stocks, and investors like that. And then Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke made a comment investors seemed to like in a speech today. The speech outlined his thoughts on reforming the regulatory system to prevent future economic meltdowns. Bernanke suggested some toughening of regulation generally, but he also suggested there might be some wiggle room in the application of mark-to-market accounting rules. These rules have been very controversial because they've required financial firms to mark down the value of those toxic mortgage-backed assets, which have led to huge losses and destabilized institutions like Citigroup. Today, Bernanke suggested that regulators might be able to give guidance to firm on how to value those assets, suggesting the possibility of some leniency. So add all this up and add that to the fact that the market was at 10-year lows. You got a really nice rally. We'll see if it lasts more than a day.
Make sure you haven't buried the lead here. The Fed chair says there'll be more regulation and the market went up.
Yeah. Ironic, isn't it? I guess, 5 years ago they would have said no, and the market would have tanked. Now they're saying stop us before we over-leverage again.
Exactly. Thank you, John. It's NPR's John Itzty talking about today's big day on Wall Street.